Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Juanita Sister, Big Bones Warren. And we want to say welcome to another Mind Shifting Monday. As always, we are excited to be here. Thank you to all of you that are tuning in over the phone. Those of you who are tuning in online at mindshifttalkradio.com, always a pleasure to have you joining us in the chat room. Also, if you need to call in, if you have any comments, any questions, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. If you are not following MindShift yet, I definitely encourage you to hit the follow button in your browser on the MindShift Talk Radio page. And that way you can stay connected to us and, you know, just be plugged in for any upcoming shows and information we may share. Also, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/MindShift Talk Radio. We'd love to have you as a friend and to hear your thoughts and your comments and your opinions on our Facebook page. So again, thank you to each of you that are tuning in, and congratulations to all of you that are so diligent about your own personal growth and your development. For those of you that are new to MindShift Talk Radio, this show is for you, for the individual that is looking to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, that's looking to have a paradigm shift and that mind shift in any area of your life that would help you to be more successful and to grow to the next level. So kudos to you for tuning in. Definitely encourage you to make sure that you're sharing these replays with your friends and your family members. I mean, who doesn't have a friend or family member or someone in our circle that doesn't need to have a mind shift? And so we encourage you to share the replays. You can find everything online 24/7 at Mind Shift Talk Radio. So please, when you come to the show, you know, we ask that you have an open mind, an open heart. You may not agree with everything that we share on the show and everything we discuss, but again, we're sharing our perspective. And so we just ask that you be open and that you stick with us for the remaining time of the show, and we guarantee that by the end of it, you would have a positive and a healthy mind shift. So again, thank you. But without any further ado, I do want to bring my partner in success and crime onto the show. So Sister Big Bones, welcome, lady.
I'm scared to say anything. Can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you.
Yay!
Start off with jokes, don't you? Just always have some jokes. How are you? Happy Mind Shift Monday to you, sis.
And a mighty Mind Shift Monday to you as well, Stacey. How are you?
I'm always excited about Mondays. I'm great. You know, I was a little tired today, probably a little under the weather or something. I ate, I don't know what it was, but it couldn't hold me down. I'm just saying, something had me a little messed up. I don't know. I wasn't feeling so great today. But, I mean, hey, you know, life goes on. We keep on pushing. As I said on Facebook, no excuses. And I'm excited. I always love Mondays. I get excited about Mondays. I get excited about the show. I get excited about new opportunities, new experiences. So Monday is like the best day of the week for me. Some people look forward to Fridays. I love Mondays. I get to start over. All the things I messed up last week, I can start over again on Monday. So I love it. But anyway, let's get going. I know we have a shorter show tonight. And, of course, another timely and important message to share with our listeners. Before we do that, and I do hear like an echo coming in. I think it's from your background, sis. But before we do that, we do like to go ahead and just do a recap of the previous week's show. And, wow, last week's show, for those of you that listen to the live show or listen to the replay, I just was like a kid in a candy store.
Fire.
Right? I was so excited. I was sitting here just like I was kicking my feet and hitting my hand and slapping my knee and just like, yes, yes, yes. Last week we had a phenomenal guest on the show by the name of W.K. Jones, and he shared a powerful message about the power of decision. And so we're going to continue with the power messages. This is like our power series. But guys, like, really, it was hot. Like this is just said, it was fire, right?
It was. I mean, and that's something you can listen to over and over and over again. If you're just needing something mm-hmm. to start your day off right, you can listen to it every day at any time of the day. And it'll get you motivated and encouraged.
Definitely. And it was a great reality check because, you know, many of the times the things that we discuss on the show, the conversations we have, our guests come on here, it's nothing new. It's things that people have heard before. It's concepts and subjects that we're all very familiar with, but sometimes we forget. Or sometimes we lose focus, or sometimes we just get caught up in life, and we forget those things that we need to bring to our remembrance to keep us grounded and to keep us on track. And so, you know, it's important to have conversations like that. It's important to have people in your life that can remind you of the journey that you're on, and that can keep you encouraged and keep you motivated, and that can feed into you. And that goes into what we're going to be discussing tonight. You know, when we talk about who's in your circle, I say this all the time. For the last 2 years, I've been doing Mind Shift, and it has been such a blessing to have so many phenomenal guests come on the show week after week, just blessing us with these powerful messages. And, of course, you know, we don't always talk about the same thing. We have some light conversations. You know, we talk about relationships, and we joke on relationships and people. And, you know, we talk about fashion, and then we talk about spirituality. We talk about finances, and we talk about relationships, again, from a professional perspective. So, you know, again, there's something for everyone here at this show. And I just love how every speaker and every guest that joins us, even for roundtable discussions, is just so transparent and just down, you know, just willing to just be open and honest and have that roundtable conversation. And I always say this, that there's so much strength and power in transparency. And so it has just been amazing. But like I said, W.K. Jones, I mean, dropped so many nuggets. And really, I don't want to say too much about it because I want you guys to be able to go back and listen to it for yourself, because I'm telling you, I've had some amazing guests on this show, but that one was a woo. That's all I can say. And really the – I guess to sum it all up, basically he talked about the power of our decisions and how we are where we are based on decisions we've made, and we'll be where we'll be tomorrow based on the decisions that we make today. And so it's important for us to be mindful and to be proactive versus reactive to circumstances and situations in our lives, because we're developing, you know, trends, and we're developing patterns, and we're mapping out our future every single day with the words that we speak, the thoughts that we hold, and the behaviors that we have. And so, again, I don't want to say too much, just a big one. You can tell me to hush up. I know I just that topic just was like, oh, my gosh. So I'm going to be quiet. Okay, so, you know, tonight we're going to continue with the power series. We talked about the powers of decisions, or the power of decisions last week with WK. And so now we're going into who's your circle, and that's more so – it's kind of twofold. We're talking about the sphere of influence when we talk about that circle. But for those of you that don't know, you know, Sister Big Bones is also a certified coach in terms of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the habits is something I do want to touch on tonight, because it talks about the circle of influence. And so many times we hear those two phrases simultaneously. We hear sphere of influence and we hear circle of influence, but they're actually two different things. And so I do want to touch on that a little bit later. And we have the pro here. Juanita's here to break that down for us, hopefully. I hope she's willing to spare me tonight. But we'll touch on that. We'll touch on that briefly. But I do want to start off with the sphere of influence. And so when we talk about sphere of influence, Nita, I mean, what comes to mind when you hear the sphere of influence? What do you think of?
Kind of your span of control. Those people that are within your ability to impact or affect or affect.
Right. Definitely. And when I think of sphere of influence, I think of obviously fear. I think, like you said, that circle. And I think about the individuals that I influence, but that also influence me.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's consciously and sometimes it's subconsciously, right?
Well, intentionally and unintentionally.
There you go. There you go. You just don't know. So for the purpose of tonight's conversation, for those of you listening, you know, when we're talking about the sphere of influence, we're talking about, like Juanita just said, those people that you surround yourself with, you know, and it may not necessarily be on a daily basis, but it's those people that are consistently feeding into you or you're feeding into them. Maybe they're those people that you call for advice or that you ask for feedback from. It could be on a personal level as well as a professional level. It could even be on a spiritual level. But the people that you have contact with and people that you can reach out to when you need them. And we'll talk about how those individuals in that sphere and in that circle affect your thoughts and affect your behaviors and does have an effect on the decisions that you make, kind of going into what we talked about last week. So we're just building or expanding upon what we talked about last week on the show. And for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Emery, joined by Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren. So, Sister, the reason I wanted to have this conversation was not only about what WK talked about last week, but also realistically, how many people do you know that are currently challenged with employment, seeking employment, seeking to have healthier relationships, just seeking growth in different areas but having some challenges to deal with, whether it's financial or not. And it goes back to the people that we're surrounded by, right?
Absolutely.
You know, how many times do we hear people say, okay, at this point, you know, where we are economically, in order for you to be able to get a position, if you're seeking employment, you have to work the relationships you have. It's not so much about just doing an online application anymore and submitting a resume, but you have to have a relationship now for you to even get your foot in the door. And I think we've taken relationships lightly in the past and the importance of relationships because we just felt like we could do it on our own. We could do it based on our own merit. But that's not necessarily the case anymore, right?
No, and it not only is it about who you know, but it's also about who knows you and what about you do they know or do they think they know?
Yes, that's a good one. And I'm glad you said that I'm sorry, just to break in really quick. Hey, Addie Lee. I just kind of flipped over to the chat room and saw Addie over there. So, hey, Addie Lee in the chat room. But, yeah, I'm glad you said that because I think so many times we think about it's kind of one-sided and it's not reciprocal like it should be. And, again, this is a sphere. This is a circle. And so it's about who's feeding into us and who we're feeding into as well. And sometimes we forget how or what we have to offer to other people and how we can bless and benefit other people just like we're seeking people to bless us and to benefit us. I mean, it's important. Even when we talked about relationships, I know we had a show a few months ago when we had the roundtable and we were talking about the importance of friendships, and Lachey Primus was on and made a comment about how the relationship has to be reciprocal for her to even engage in it to call it a friendship. You remember that one? That was a little
I disagreed highly.
Exactly. You know, but you did. But at the end of the day, you did agree with quite a bit of it. You know what I mean? Even when we talk about this now.
Right. Well, and still, even like in your circle of influence, and just to kind of just clarify, like the circle, and when Stacey mentioned the difference between a circle and a sphere, a sphere is like an enlarged circle. So when you look at your circle of influence, it's that area, but as you continue to do more and more circles, that's what makes up the sphere. So, you know, it may be, you may look at one circle is your, and what we'll talk about later on in the show is, you know, one circle might be personally, another circle is professionally, another circle may be within your community, or another circle may be within your workplace or the marketplace, and all those circles together is what comprises your sphere of influence. But to what Lachey was saying, her comment that resonated with me was that, you know, if they're not adding to her life or can't, you know, pour anything into her life, then, you know, she is not going to be friends with them. And my point of contention is it's more about giving than what you can get from somebody or what somebody can give to you. There's some people that you're meant to bless and to pour into that can never necessarily pour back or give you back anything, and their job may very well be to empty you to allow someone else to fill you up.
I like that. Go ahead and preach, sister. I like that one.
I'll pass the offering plate later. Sister got beer.
Holla. But no, you're right. You're right. I agree. And, I mean, at the end of the day, who you associate with does matter. And I think at this point, for all of us, we could all benefit by positioning ourselves for success by developing winning relationships and nurturing the relationships that you currently have. Now, we know we talk about self-analysis all the time. We talk about change. We talk about growth. And as you continue to go through these transitions and these periods in your life, these growth periods, sometimes you kind of shed old skin. And in shedding old skin, when you're shedding old behaviors and habits, sometimes you shed old people that you were once associated with. But, you know, that's part of the process, and we have to embrace that part of the process as well, despite how hurtful it may be. But the plus to that is that, you know, we're shedding the old, but like you just said, you know, you're emptying yourself, but then you're allowing yourself to be open for someone else to feed into you, and that's the blessing in it. And so when we talk about this now, you know, we're talking about, at the end of the day, your personal, your life and your brand, you know, that perception that people have of you is impacted by those people that you associate with, people that you work with, people that you follow, people that follow you, and people that you spend time with in general. And so we encourage you to really look at the people that are in your life. Look at the people that you're confiding in. Look at the people that you're holding regular conversation with. And look at where those people are. Are they where you'd like to be? Are they perceived as individuals that you would like to be perceived as? Meaning, you know, if they're considered, you know, rat or, you know, ignorant or, you know, something like that, you know, is that how you want people to look at you? And some people will sit there and argue and say, well, it doesn't matter what they do. I know who I am. And, I mean, we hear that all the time. Sure, it sounds good, but it does matter. It does matter who you're associating with, and it does matter in terms of the perception that people have of you. Go ahead.
There's a quote that talks about most often the company you keep will determine the trouble you meet. Case in point is... if you don't keep company with people that smoke whatever, then you don't have to worry about smelling like smoke or ever being accused of being a smoker or being caught with some wacky tobacco on you, you know? Like, you don't have to worry about those things.
Some wacky tobacco. What's that one? I don't think I'm familiar with that.
Right, there's a hook that goes. I got five on it, but yeah.
Not that I'm familiar
with such, but you know, it's that Mother
right.
Earth.
Yeah. It's from the earth. It's natural.
Right. But we digress.
Oh goodness. Okay. Yeah, we did. Okay. Back to the sphere. Back to the circles. But you're right, and when we develop our careers and we're developing our images, you know, we choose who we want to serve as role models, who we want to allow into our lives as mentors, as our partners and our friends. And like I said, as we progress, we have to constantly reevaluate, and then we have to choose again, and we have to continue to choose and make choices and decisions, as WK said last week, that are going to position us for a more favorable future, right? But at each level, at every milestone, we're seeking to upgrade that sphere that Juanita just talked about. So you have a whole bunch of little circles inside, and they expand, and then you have this huge sphere of influence. But what I do want to talk about really quick, I don't know if we should do that now. I guess it would be a good time to talk about it, because I know we're going to run out of time. We always think when we want to talk about something else. So talking about that circle of influence, as I said before, there is a difference between circle of influence and sphere of influence, even though you hear them used interchangeably, but there is a difference. And so Juanita, why don't you go ahead and talk about that piece in terms of the circle of influence?
Well, influence is defined as, you know, people you know whom you may receive assistance from or give guidance to. So that's how you measure your influence. And, again, it's what you can concern. And as I mentioned earlier, several circles make up your entire sphere. And it's important to look at all those. So particularly in just our technologically savvy world and with such a social media presence we have, I know many companies are beginning to look at your Facebook profile, to look at who you are and what's your public or private face or whatever it is that you put out there. And just being mindful of the things people post on your walls, the things you say on other folks' walls, the privacy screens that you have on, be it Twitter or Facebook, and definitely LinkedIn. So being mindful of the folks that you know and the folks who know you and the folks you so-called are your friends.
Right.
So definitely it impacts the workplace. So your workplace or marketplace is one of your circles within that sphere. As well as, personally, like your relationships. Who do you hang around with? What's the quality or the character of the people with which you hang around with? They would say that the hand of one is the hand of all. Oftentimes it used to be if someone committed a crime within a group, the whole group was guilty. My dad would say, you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. So definitely in your relationships as well.
And in terms of your personal growth and development, there's another way that you can look at the circle of influence. And for those of you that have been following the show from the beginning, one of the first series that we did when we did a book review, we discussed the 7 habits of highly effective people over probably the course of 4 weeks, I think. We went through it. And for those of you that are familiar with the book, the first habit is about being proactive. And in that chapter, Stephen Covey talks about that circle of influence versus a circle of concern. And so when you're looking at it from the perspective of personal growth and development, when he discusses the circle of influence, he's talking about those things that we concern ourselves with, that we focus our efforts on. And so some people get caught up focusing on concern, all the negative things they see in the news, all the drama going on, the war, the economy, the recession, crime.
You have absolutely no control over.
You have no control over, whereas we should focus our efforts more on that circle of influence. And what would that circle of influence be? It would be your health. You have control over your health. You have some control over how you raise your children. Notice I said some. You have some control over even problems that arise at work, because realistically and honestly, many of the problems that we face at work stem from some type of problem within us, whether it's in terms of our beliefs, in terms of our thinking, and again, in terms of our behaviors and our actions and the decisions that we've made. And so when you talk about circle of concern, in that chapter he talks about those proactive people versus reactive people. And we know that proactive people, when you're being proactive about your life, you're taking responsibility for your life. You're not sitting back and responding to life and reacting to life, but you're taking the proactive role. And as you say, you're response able. You're creating the response for your life. And so when you think of that way from your personal growth and development, you want to think about, okay, what is my circle of influence? What are the things that I can impact? What are the things that I should focus my effort on? Again, I have to go back to last week's show. WK talked about doing work. And how, as you do your self-analysis, you look at different areas in your life and you evaluate those areas. You look at the areas that are going well, things that you're proud of, things that you want to stay consistent in. But then you also look at the inconsistencies in your life and you look at those areas of opportunity. And you do the work daily and you're proactive about that work and you're diligent about that work to improve, regardless of what the area may be. It's the same thing with that circle of influence. You're going to look at those areas that you do have influence over, that you can focus your effort and your energy into, to see a change and to see an improvement. And again, it just goes back to what the premise is behind the show. You know, Mind Shift Talk Radio says it all. The title says it all. It's about having that mind shift. We're shifting from that circle of concern, and we're shifting over to the circle of influence. We're no longer concerned about everything that's going on around us that we can't control, but we're focused on those things that we do have some control over. And that brings us right back around, again, full circle, no pun intended, to that sphere of influence. Right, back to that sphere of influence, because that's another area of our lives that we do have control over. Because at the end of the day, you choose your friends, you choose the people that you associate with. You've made a decision in terms of where you're going to work. You may not like everything about what's happening at the workplace. You may not like everything about your friends, people you're connected to. But at the end of the day, you've chosen to be where you are and with who you're with. And, I mean, you can even look at that from a relationship perspective as well. We make those choices there as well. So that's a whole different topic. Or not a different topic, but it's another show.
Right.
But it's, just don't have enough time right now. But, again, you know, it just goes back to the decisions we've made. And it goes back to that effort, that concerted effort to focus on things that we can impact. And again, we feel it's important to have these discussions because, it's a refresher for us. It's not anything we're not aware of. It's not anything that's new that we haven't heard. But, again, we get so caught up in life, you know, the everyday responsibilities of life, children pulling on you, your relationships, your mates, your spouses, significant others pulling on you, the demands of your work pulling on you. There's so many things pulling on us from so many different directions that sometimes we just have to be still and get grounded and get refocused, you know. And that's what I love about Mind Shift Talk Radio. That's what I love about this guest. That's what I love about my co-host. You know, we can bounce ideas off of each other. We can be transparent with each other, and we can be open and honest. I can tell you guys one thing: don't call Juanita if you don't want to hear the truth. You know, I've learned that. It's important to have those people in your life that you can count on to be truthful with you. It's not going to be beneficial to have a whole bunch of cheerleaders, per se, that are just saying, oh, yeah, everything you're doing is great. You want to get that constructive feedback. You got to be open to the criticism. Some things are going to hurt, but it's important. It's necessary for you to go through those experiences for you to be able to grow. So that's pretty much all that I had to say on it, you know, for tonight. We wanted to keep the show short for tonight. Again, we're going to have some amazing guests joining us, you know, following up on this series. But before we wrap up, Big Bones, did you have anything you wanted to share, any final thoughts or comments you wanted to share about the topic?
Kind of as a side note or something else to consider, it doesn't mean shun the people that are necessarily different from you. If you were to look at my circle of friends, like people who I am intimately involved with and in their lives and them in mine, it's an eclectic group with varied criminal paths and histories, sense of jail time, felonies, relationships versus religion, activities in church and communities, whatever, different in color, gender, age, and they're very different. But, you know, they are still my friends, and I don't disassociate with them. Now, I may question some of those friends now that I'm going through a security clearance, needing a secret security clearance and those things, but I'll tell y'all about that later. You know, but don't necessarily allow that to shun you, but definitely, or to allow you to shun them, but definitely if it's people that's pulling you down, instead of lifting you up or beating you down instead of building you up, it doesn't matter how positive you think they are, could be, or how much better or smarter than you they may be. You need to disassociate yourself with them.
Definitely. Well, that is it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I just see a caller pop up in the queue, and I apologize. We're out of time for tonight, but we still want to hear what you have to say. So make sure you reach out to us. You connect with us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com mindshifttalkradio. Also, feel free to send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. But as always, it was awesome to be here with you guys. We wish you guys another phenomenal, blessed, amazing week. On behalf of my co-host, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, I'm Stacey Emery, and we thank you for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio. Make sure that you're here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Mindshift Radio.